What I have to teach you is how to go to the unknown, into nothing. But the conscious mind works very hard to form something. The conscious mind cannot create data based on nothing. So the personality is bored when it has to sit and focus on nothing, because it feels uncreative, it feels bored, it feels useless. Why? Because that fits your criteria and your personality. Then evolution is a humbling thing, because the first things you have to do the first couple of years is that you have to be willing to give up your entire belief system and how that belief system was based, because it has deep roots into reality. Next, you have to be willing to change. You've worked so hard to hold yourself together all these years that you have to be willing to let yourself liquefy, fall apart. You have to let yourself decoagulate. You have to turn into liquid. You can't have any form at all. You have to be so changeable that you have to be willing to melt down from this form in order to take on another one. And how many of you work every single day to hold on to your image in the form that you currently have? And the more that you work to hold on to it, the more solidified it becomes. Because you see, the more you know, the more powerful you get. And so you become more hard than the person out on the street. And so it is more difficult to break you down to become humble than it is someone out there. All I have to do is flash a lightning bolt in front of them and they become humbled. Terrifies them. But here, you have to be willing to change. There's no personality in this room that wants to do that. Not one. And here is the dilemma. To say you want to change is an assumption. To get ready to go through the fire is the experience that everyone wants to avoid, because everyone wants to feel good and to be happy and to have peace. What do you change into? What are the prospects of completely liquefying your life and disseminating your borders and boundaries? What is it that you're going for? This is where the sincere student in the school comes in. No matter what anyone says about this school, it is irrelevant to their own experience. Because by virtue of their own experience, by their own fire and finding truth at the end of the tunnel, it means everything to them, regardless if the whole school turned around and left tomorrow morning. They're not here for you. They are here for themselves. The sincere student recognizes the formation of its static self and earnestly desires to change, to become humble enough to apply what that student has learned into life. That means that the whole life changes. It's difficult. But they have a burning passion right here. And that burning passion keeps them coming back. And when they finally understand their metamorphosis, they'll grow those wings and they'll fly away. It doesn't matter if there are only 5 people in the advanced class, as long as you're one of them. You understand? Now, this personality was created to dream dreams. This personality was created to do this, and it knows how to do it very well. It can't even think positive for a long period of time because it gets whiplash coming back to the negative. And the more you hold it out there, the harder the fall when you come down. And it naturally swings, so it's fickle. Today you're accepted, tomorrow you're not accepted. Today you are loved, tomorrow you are hated. Today it's good, tomorrow it's bad. That personality does that for a reason, to dream dreams. It's coming from lack. It was never created abundantly. Don't you know If it was created abundantly, it would never dream dreams. Why, it would want to hold its life in its current state of nirvana. It would have no motivation indeed to change. Lack is the blessing, because lack keeps you dreaming of a better day. And as long as you dream of a better day, you will have the journey to get it.